Hello.
Oh, hi, Joseph. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Who's this? Good. Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. I was following up regarding the account and the $49 payment for your website hosting.
Right.
Yeah, it looks like we're still having trouble processing it. So they told me that they're going to, they've already deactivated the site, but they're not going to be able to get it activated again unless you wanted to do that now.
Yeah, so, I make a payment, but I'm not really using it right now. I'm doing other business, so.
Oh, I see. You don't do the green thumbs up landscaping anymore?
I do it only for special customers, so.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So if you like, I can take that final payment and cancel the account. That way you won't have any further payments. Or I could push the next billing out 30 days once that's settled, which means you would have all the way till August 29th. And that way you could at least take advantage of the rest of the month of having the website if you wanted to.
Yeah. So the only thing I'm interested in is getting the website information that would be useful for me in the future, meaning, you know, being able to use what you guys have created, and then, you know, go forward, because I may do something in the future, but I'm not going to do anything right now.
Okay, then in that case, let's just take the payment and cancel, because if you keep it open, it's going to continue charging each month, and I don't want that to happen to you if you're not even using it. You know what I mean? But
right.
You can absolutely call back in the future, and then we can, you know, try to get the site.
Maybe you're not getting me. I have people that develop websites for me. I have a son that could actually create all of this. I'm just simply interested in the information going forward that I might be able to use at another time. If you can't do that, then we won't be doing business together.
So do you mean when you say information, the content
on the
website?
It's a file that is then uploaded that I could use some other way on some other server. It's just
I see. Yeah, the only way we allow our content to be, kept with a customer is to do the $49 monthly hosting
right.
fee. That includes the content, the updates, the maintenance, the hosting, the whole nine yards. You have another option of purchasing the domain, but that doesn't include the content, but that's just for a blank
We've
website.
We've already purchased the domain.
Okay, yeah, it's your domain. I see that. That wouldn't apply to you then, because that domain is already yours. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah, so then let's just take that final payment, and then I can cancel it, and that will prevent the August 2nd.
No, let's do this. What I'm going to do is I'll make the payment. You upload it for a day or two. Then we'll take screenshots of what's there, and then if we want to do something
similar, we'll
do it.
Yeah, then you can show it to you. That's very smart. And I'm still going to give you the 30 days on the back end. So if you want him to screenshot everything and cancel in 2 days, no problem. Just call me. But if you want to keep it open for the rest of the month, we'll do that too. Just make sure to call before August 29th, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, and then let me just double check here. Is the billing address still the Mabane Oaks Road?
Yeah.
1024? Yeah. Okay, that's the same. Yeah. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Yeah, I had somebody try to fraudulently use that card, so I had to have that one canceled.
Oh,
I'll just give you another card for this. Yeah,
okay,
but
no problem.
Nothing happened, so I just have to do that sometime. Okay.
Got it. Mm-hmm. So is the new one also a Visa?
Yeah, it is.
Okay,
and,
go
and
ahead.
How much is this for?
It's just for $49.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 1 second.
Sure.
Actually, this one will be a MasterCard.
MasterCard? Okay, let me indicate that. Okay, go ahead.
5189.
Okay.
4101. 5429-1390.
Got it.
Expiration 0128.
Mm-hmm. And the code?
788.
Okay. Let me get your authorization and you will be good to go.
And then what email are you sending that to?
Let me just do this first because I have to go to another screen to see the email. And if you need me to update the email, I will. So let me just do this first. Okay, so that went through, so you're good to go there. And then the email is josephl@gtulf.com.
Yeah, that's it. Okay,
just
thank
like
you.
The web. Okay, you're welcome. Yeah. And like I said, I pushed it out 30 days, so you're all set until August 29th either way. It would help you at all, since your main intention is just keeping the content, I can ask them. I don't know if they'll allow me to, but I can try to get an override to put you into corporate hosting, which is just $29 a month, which means that if... Yeah, because if I get that approved, usually you have to be like a Subway sandwich or an Anytime Fitness and have over 100 locations with us. But I think if I explain it to them and let them know all you want is the content, you don't want to spend a ton of money, I might get that overridden. So if I get that overridden, are you going to be willing to keep it then? Or?
Well, just email me that, and then I'll respond, but probably so. Okay.
Okay, you got it. Okay, no problem. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.